Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The man who was the voice of hockey for millions of Canadians has died. Bob Cole did play-by-play for many of the game's biggest moments. Peter Cowan has more.
Good evening, everybody.
Growing up in St. John's, Bob Cole listened to hockey on the radio, practicing his own play-by-play with photos of the team laid out across his bed. He started calling local games in St. John's and in 1969 was behind the mic for his first NHL game for CBC Radio. From there, he moved to Hockey Night in Canada on television, a job he'd continue with for more than 40 years.
Oh, baby.
He was known for his iconic phrases like that famous, "Oh, baby." He was the soundtrack to Saturday Night for many, but in an interview 5 years ago, he said that was never his aim. He just wanted to pass along his enjoyment of the game.
Never mind me or whomever broadcasting. Enjoy the game.
He continued calling games even into his 80s. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame and was a member of the Order of Canada. Bob Cole was 90 years old. Peter Cowan, CBC News, St. John's.
Two 14-year-olds have been arrested in Halifax and charged with second-degree murder. Their charges are related to an attack on a 16-year-old in a shopping mall parking lot. Ahmad El-Marak came to Canada from Syria 8 years ago. He was found injured outside the Halifax shopping center Monday afternoon and died in hospital a short time later. Police say they believe the killing was not a random act. The teens are scheduled to appear in Halifax Youth Court on Friday. To Ontario now.
Today is an important day for Honda in Canada, in North America, and around the world.
Honda CEO Toshihiro Mibe announcing new EV car assembly and battery facilities alongside the existing plant in Alliston. The $15 billion investment is being touted as Honda's biggest ever in North America. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ontario Premier Doug Ford were there. Ford says the new plants will create thousands of jobs and produce more than 200,000 vehicles a year.
This is historic. It's the largest auto investment in Canadian history. It's a tremendous win for Ontario, for our workers, for all of Canada.
Ottawa and Ontario are providing the automaker with $5 billion in incentives. The new factories are expected to be up and running by 2028. Women's advocacy groups are condemning the decision to give Harvey Weinstein a retrial. New York's Court of Appeals overturned the Hollywood producer's sex crimes conviction in 2020. Cameron McIntosh has the latest.
We knew that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer praising New York's Court of Appeals for ordering a new trial. On grounds the first trial allowed prejudicial testimony about acts Weinstein was not charged with.
So the Court of Appeals deserves a tremendous amount of credit for doing this based on the law, not based on opinion polls.
Weinstein, a powerful figure in Hollywood, was convicted of two sex crimes in that 2020 ruling. It was seen as a watershed moment in the Me Too movement, which advocated for sexual assault survivors. Amanda Chavez-Barnes is with Women's March, a feminist group.
Harvey Weinstein has a lot of power still.
Weinstein is serving a 16-year sentence on another state conviction of rape and sexual assault. He'll stay in prison as he awaits retrial. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
The United States Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted for actions he took while in office. The former president is criminally charged with conspiring to overturn the 2020 election results. Trump's legal team says a president has to have absolute immunity to govern effectively. Sonia Sotomayor was among the justices who expressed skepticism of that argument.
This is what you're asking us to say, which is that a president is entitled for total personal gain to use the trappings of his office without facing criminal liability.
The Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision by the end of June. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.